Less than a month away from Election Day, there's a lot of anxiety hanging over voters' heads. An unprecedented number of people voting by mail, a pandemic, a president sowing seeds of doubt over the integrity of the election.
It all comes together into this big, I think, sort of paranoid soup.
With all of that, we're bringing you a practical guide to ease the mind of a worried voter. I'm Malcolm Burnley, in for Shai Binyakov. This is The Why. WHYY political reporter Katie Meyer is here to talk us through it. Let's run through some of the things that I've been hearing people are worried about. Like a lot of people, I've not yet received my ballot by mail. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried should I be right now?
Well, I have good news for you. I would say that, you know, only a 1 or a 2 at this point, depending on your, like, baseline level of worry. I would give it a couple of days. The Department of State has a website where you can track your ballot. So, for instance, if it says it was delivered to you and you don't have it, that's a sign that maybe something has gone wrong. Maybe it went to the wrong house. Maybe, you know, the person in the apartment next to you picked it up, whatever the case may be. If you get your mail-in ballot and you don't want to risk it getting back to your county election office too late in the mail, you can go to the county election office in person and hand it in. A lot of counties have drop boxes, and you can look on their websites to see those locations. You can just drop the mail-in ballot right in a drop box, and you are good to go. In Philly, we have satellite election offices where you can actually go and request a ballot if you haven't yet and fill it out and submit it all in one place. And I will say also, just, you know, don't worry, there is time left to get this stuff in. You have until, you know, the 19th of October to register. The last day you can request a mail-in ballot is October 27th. And technically, you have until 3 days after the election to actually get the mail-in ballot into the office. But it has to be postmarked by Election Day. And that's, you know, it's not recommended that you wait that long. I would say that the Postal Service recommends that you mail your ballot at least a week before the due date, just to make sure that there are no delays and that everything gets where it needs to go in time. So the upshot is, sooner is always better, but again, you have some time to get this done.
And once I receive it, what should I keep in mind to make sure that my vote does get counted right?
A couple key rules. Don't make any stray marks on your ballot. That could be a reason for it to be thrown out. So for instance, like, there is going to be a couple different envelopes and the ballot itself that you're filling out, only make marks where it explicitly tells you to make marks. And these things come with directions, so just follow those and you should be okay. And then the big one, and that's kind of a new thing that has just transpired, is that the ballot's going to come with two envelopes, and you need to make sure you include both of them when you return it. And if you don't, it's called a naked ballot, and it will not be counted.
Are naked ballots something new?
I am glad you asked. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has been issuing a lot of rulings recently. And one part of the big ruling that they had was that without secrecy envelopes, which is what we call that second envelope that you get in the mail, without those envelopes, the ballot is going to be rejected. Pennsylvania has used these envelopes for a long time. It's one of 16 states that does. And Philadelphia, for instance, always counted them even if they didn't have that second inner envelope because they thought it wasn't very important. This ruling clarified the law. They said, nope, if you don't have the envelope, your ballot's going to be rejected. You cannot be naked if you are a ballot.
Do we know or have a sense for how many naked ballots there might be?
Yeah, it's difficult to get a good count on that because since counties were taking this leeway before and deciding for themselves whether to count them, some of them weren't even keeping track, or a lot of them weren't even keeping track of how many they got. We got a sense from Philly. Philadelphia did not track them in the primary election, but they did track them in the 2019 general election. And that was a super different election. You know, the mail voting rules hadn't been expanded yet, for instance. They said they had about 6%, a little bit more than 6% of the ballots in that particular election came back naked without the secrecy envelope. And so they kind of extrapolated that out and they were like, well, you know, if this rate of, you know, messed up ballots comes back in every county in Pennsylvania in this election where way more people are going to vote by mail, they estimated that maybe 100,000 ballots statewide could be invalidated in 2016. Trump won Pennsylvania by just 44,000 votes. It was a less than 1% victory. So, you know, the thought is here, anything that can change how some ballots are counted is going to be seen as a big deal.
What if I requested a mail-in ballot, but now I've decided I want to vote in person?
So there are things you can do for that. First of all, if you have your mail-in ballot in hand, you can always bring it to your polling place, have the judge of elections or somebody working there spoil it, which basically means like they'll write on it or something and say that the ballot's no longer valid. And then you should be able to cast a vote just normally in person. You can also go, like say you lost your mail-in ballot, you don't have it. You can go and cast a provisional ballot, which is like a backup in case you really don't get your ballot and you can't get it in time. I'll say, I mean, if you have enough time and you don't have any like real concerns about your mail-in ballot and like everything is normal in the process, there's nothing to say that you shouldn't just mail it in normally. I would say like if a lot of people, for instance, want their ballots spoiled at a polling place, that could maybe slow down the process. But yes, there are things you can do if you've decided that you want to vote in person.
You mentioned earlier that Philadelphians can sign up for voting by mail or even cast their ballot at some of these so-called satellite locations. What are these satellite locations?
So these are a new thing that Philly and some other counties are launching. Basically, it's a one-stop shop for voting by mail. So you can go in and request a mail-in ballot and get it there in person, and then you can take it and fill it out at home if you want and mail it in, or you can fill it out right there and drop it off. And the goal of this entire thing is just to make voting more accessible. And also, you know, if people are uncomfortable with a polling place, these are designed to be less crowded, a little bit quicker, that kind of thing. So they're rolling them out in shifts, but there's going to be 17 of them across the city.
So the satellite locations are new, but they've obviously made their mark in some respect because the president criticized them during the debate last week.
Yeah, so you did hear Trump make this into an issue, and I don't think he explicitly said satellite offices, but basically what he said is that there were poll watchers, and poll watchers are people from, you know, campaigns or from political parties that go to the polls and essentially monitor for malfeasance of any kind.
As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers.
Trump said poll watchers for his campaign were kicked out.
They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
And that's what he was talking about. He was talking about satellite locations. And so the city commissioners have responded to this. They said a couple different things. One was that nobody from the Trump campaign had a poll watching certificate at the time that they were trying to go into these satellite offices. They are also saying that, you know, satellite offices aren't polling places because it's only for the processing of mail-in ballots. So, you know, they don't get opened, they don't get counted until they're with the rest of the mail-in ballots on election day and the count can start. So now this is not going away. The Trump campaign is suing Philadelphia, and they are alleging that because people can obtain and then hand in their mail-in ballots at these offices, they're basically like polls, and poll watchers should be allowed to be in there. So, I mean, they're going to obviously work it out in court. We will see what happens there. But basically, this comes down to a semantic argument about, you know, what is a polling place?
When we come back.
The concern there is that people are going to see one result, and then the result is going to flip, and people are going to think that something fishy is going on.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Malcolm Burnley. This is The Why. I'm talking to WHYY political reporter Katie Meyer about what you need to know to make sure your vote gets counted on Election Day. Let's take a look at another claim that the president made during the first debate, which was also about Pennsylvania's election integrity. He said and referenced that there were 9 mail-in ballots in PA that were cast in favor of the president that he says were thrown or found in the trash.
They found some with the name Trump, just happened to have the name Trump just the other day in a waste paper basket.
What's the story behind that?
This did happen, and this was in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. This was a contract worker who was new on the job in the election office, threw 9 ballots in the trash. And they were specifically military ballots. And that's important because military ballots go out basically as write-in ballots. They go out much earlier, like even before candidates are finalized sometimes. So these were actually the only ballots Luzerne County had back at this point. But in any case, when Luzerne County election officials found these ballots in the trash, they immediately notified the FBI. They swept the trash in the entire building, and then they secured it all in a dumpster, and then the FBI came in and dug through the whole dumpster looking for more ballots. They found that two of the ballots had been sealed or resealed, and we don't know who those were for, but seven of the nine that they found in the trash were for Donald Trump. Now, Luzerne County, by the way, it is a pretty Republican county, so it's not that surprising that the small number of ballots would have been for Trump. It doesn't show that, for instance, this was a systematic or intentional fraud. And Kathy Buchvar, Pennsylvania's Secretary of State, did also review the situation. She addressed it. She said her assessment was also that it didn't look like it was intentional fraud. You know, it looks like this was a mistake by one contract worker at the county election office who, again, was fired after this mistake happened.
We've spent most of the time so far talking about what I would call less traditional forms of voting and primarily voting by mail. But what about in-person voting? Is that any safer this election cycle?
So, I mean, I think that depends on what you mean by safer. Certainly, we are still in a pandemic. And so any place where people are going to be gathering indoors carries some risk. Philly has relatively new voting machines, but those were used in the primary election pretty smoothly. So that should not be an issue. I think the only lingering issue with physical in-person voting that has come up recently is there was a theft from the warehouse where those voting machines and other equipment is stored. Somebody stole a laptop and some memory sticks that are used on the machines. You know, obviously the commissioners have been asked about it. They said that this is not a huge deal. Everything should be fine. Our reporter, Max Marin with Billy Penn, he did go over and check out the warehouse the other day.
News, I just walked into an election warehouse in the East Falls neighborhood in Philadelphia. The door was open.
And he was able to walk right in through an unlocked door.
I've been announcing my name, trying to see if anyone was here.
Which very clearly didn't look great for the city.
Quite easily could take any number of things with this level of access.
Now, they have followed up, and they said it was a fluke. Somebody should have been there to stop Max from stealing a voting machine, if he so chose, which he didn't. And they have now said they're going to increase security. They're going to review their protocols and make sure something like this doesn't happen again.
So recently, I've been hearing people refer to November 3rd as not election day, but the start of what potentially could be election week. Why is that the case?
Pennsylvania can't start counting ballots, which is called canvassing, before November 3rd, before Election Day. And that is just, you know, that's in state law. And the reason that's an issue this year, when it usually is not, is the giant volume of mail-in ballots we're going to get. Those just take longer to process. And so counties are worried that they're going to be counting and counting and counting, and they're just not going to make enough headway to have a result by the night of Election Day. So, you know, there are a couple things that this could mean, like stretched out counting period. There is concern that, for instance, in-person voting is going to favor Trump and then slowly move to reflect more Biden voters. People have called it a red mirage if that does happen. And so the concern there is that people are going to see one result and then the result is going to flip and people are going to think that something fishy is going on. That's not the case, you know, however it plays out. It's just, you know, that is the nature of counting ballots over a period of time.
This almost seems like a ridiculous question to ask in the year that has been 2020, but what might change between now when we're recording this and Election Day about, you know, a little less than a month from now?
A lot might change, actually. So we've mentioned a couple of these things, but there are still a bunch of lawsuits that are in the works. You know, Trump just sued Philadelphia about poll watchers. The Pennsylvania legislature is still deciding whether or not it's going to let election officials count ballots earlier. Republicans are appealing that thing about allowing remote ballot drop-off boxes. So, you know, a lot of litigation is still flying around. And, you know, there's always just wild cards. I mean, between us planning this episode and us recording this episode, the president tested positive for coronavirus. So we're in times in which things change quickly.
As a political reporter, how worried do you think people should be going into this election, and how confident they should be that it'll go smoothly?
You know, there are a couple of things I'll say to that. I think certainly there is a perception, and it's not totally wrong, that a lot is different this election than most elections. You know, just the proliferation of mail-in balloting, that kind of thing. We certainly have seen political figures, the president, trying to poke holes in the process. I think that's very fair to say. You know, for instance, Trump has, you know, alluded to in the past and has said explicitly that there are circumstances under which he probably would not accept whatever the election result is if he loses. And certainly this has already been a very litigious process, and I wouldn't be shocked if that continued as votes are counted and after votes are counted. So all that said, though, I mean, I think the comforting thing that people should know is that this election is in a lot of ways running like many, many other elections have in the past. And the election's not run by like faceless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. You know, these are run by counties, by municipalities. These are people you know, people who are in your community, who are in charge of these things. And also there are rules in place and long-standing systems to make sure those rules are followed.
Well, Katie, I'm sure it's going to be a very busy next few weeks, so we really appreciate you making time and really breaking this down for us.
Of course, it is my pleasure.
Katie Meyer is a political reporter for WHYY. The Y is produced by me, Malcolm Burnley, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, Buffy Gorilla, and Sabrina Boyd Circa. We get editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We had editing help today from Kevin McCory. You can find me on Twitter @Malcolm Burnley. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.